The personality of God had therefore assured him that his demoniac mentality would be annihilated. In other words, by the association of devotees, the demoniac mentality is vanquished. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kataha. Bhagavatam 3:25-25. When a demon associates with devotees engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gradually becomes a pure devotee. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 22nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this is the end of this chapter. We've been hearing about Bali Maharaj's surrender and the Lord's reciprocation. In the first verse today it says, Rakshishye Sarvata Aham Twam Raksha Rakshishyatiti Vishvasu. One of the six principles of surrender is to have the conviction that the Lord will always protect one. So this is Raksha. Krishna Raksha Mam, we sing in that song, Krishna, 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 hey. So Krishna says, I will protect you in all respects, along with your associates and your paraphernalia. So here it seems to indicate some kind of physical protection. Because, as we've been seeing, the context of a lot of that's been going on here is the battle between the Surtas and the Asuras, so there's always seems to be need for protection. Even though Bali Maharaj is in the Asura camp, at least by way of family ties, they're usually the ones that aren't protected. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam verse, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Vridayanti, Krishna says, or it's said there, that Krishna always protects those on Indra's side. So Bali's on the other side. So he usually doesn't get the protection, that side, the demons. But here, Krishna's, because of course, Bali Maharaj, although being in the family of the Daityas, Prabhupada translates here Daityas as the demons and the Danavas. Of course, they're both demons, actually, the two different lines of demons, the Daityas and the Danavas, are often mentioned together. So he's in that line, but he, of course, is a devotee, and he's in this chapter is fully surrendering everything to the Lord. So Lord Vamanadeva is saying, I'll protect you. And then the verse that we chanted, text 36, he's saying that he'll protect him from Asuram Bhavam. The Asura Bhava, this is the one of the disqualifications. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who have the asura bhava, the nature, the demoniac nature, the nature of the demons, the heart of the demons, antagonistic to the Lord, they're not qualified for devotional service. They're the ones who don't surrender. Krishna says, four kinds surrender to me and four don't surrender. So those who are asura bhava, they never surrender to Krishna. And they never understand Krishna. When Prahlad Maharaj, he was speaking with his father, and his father said, how did you become Krishna conscious? And he said, you'll never become Krishna conscious, basically, he said. Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova. Whether you try on your own, whether you have an assembly of others and advisors, because you're the kind of person who's headed towards hell, because you have this mentality of only trying to enjoy this world. That's all you want to do. As long as you only want to enjoy this world, you're never going to surrender to me. So don't you to surrender to Krishna. But so you have this asura bhava, determination to enjoy the material world, no matter what. Punapunascharvatacharvananam. You keep chewing what's already been chewed. You never realize. You never come to your senses. This is the demoniac mentality. So Prahlad, it's understood that he's thinking, he's in anxiety. Tatra Dhanava Daityanam. In that place of the demon, the Dhanavas and the Daityas, of the demons, living in that place with them, Sangat. Because of that association, or from that association, it says, Te Bhava Asura, your demoniac mentality. Here, first of all, Vamanadeva says, you have acquired a demoniac mentality because of that association. Of course, at the end of the verse, he says, Kunto Vinunction, your anxiety about that, that you might have been infected with a demoniac mentality, Sadhya Kunto Vinunkshati, that will be vanquished. How? Drishtra Mad Anubhavam Vai. Vai means indeed. Drishtra, by seeing Mad Anubhava. Here we have the word Bhava again. Bhava Asura. And then Mad Anubhavam. My nature. When you see my nature, then your anxiety about your demoniac influence will Vinunkshati, be destroyed. So this verse is all about association. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. In Bhagavad Gita, there's this the verse, Jayato Vishayang Pungsa Sangaste Shupajayate. Sangat Sanjayate Kama, Kama Trodo Vijayate. By contemplating the objects of the senses, one becomes attached to them. From that attachment, then comes our desires. Prabhupada would sometimes quote just this part of the verse, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, which literally means, from our Sangha is born our desires. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. By our association, we get our desires. So here it's said that there are two kinds of association are described in this verse. The first is the association with demoniac mentality. Of those of demoniac mentality, we're warned against that in so many places, how you have to be careful of your association. Asat Sangha Tyaga. Sanatan Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya, what is the qualification of a devotee? What is the symptom of a devotee? And Lord Chaitanya said, Asat Sangha Tyaga, e Vaishnavachar. This is how a devotee, this is the devotee's act. Achar means how a devotee acts. Vaishnavachar. What is Vaishnavachar? What's the primary symptom of it? This was Lord Chaitanya, he was giving. He said, he asked him, how does a devotee act? What did Lord Chaitanya say? He doesn't associate with non-devotees. That was how he answered the question. That's how a devotee acts. He doesn't associate with them. Asat Sangha Tyaga. He gives up the association of non-devotees. Stri Sanghi Ik Asadu Krishna Bhakta Ar. And who is the non-devotee? Those who are attached to the opposite sex, and they're not Krishna devotees. Those are the abhaktas, non-Vaishnavas. So you have to give up their association. This is emphasized also, of course, in the Upadeshamrita. In the Upadeshamrita, we're getting instructions from one of our primary acharyas, immediate disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. He's giving Upadeshamrita, immortal instructions or nectarine instructions. So what does he say there about association or the danger of association? Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha lulyamcha sadbir bhaktir vinashyati. Here we had to have the word vinashyati in this verse today. So vinashyati means the same thing. It means to destroy. Shadbir Bhaktir Vinashyati. These six things destroy devotional service. It's a very powerful word, actually. Vinash. Here it's Vinashpa. The Vinash in the Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Krishna uses that word. This is what I do to the demons. Vinash, I destroy the demons. Paritranaya, I protect the devotee, or I deliver. Tranaya really means to deliver. Pari is kind of expands it, means all around. So the devotee is delivered all around from all bad influences or protection. I protect them all around, you can say. Tranaya, tranaya karunya, ganaganattvam. That verse also appears in the Guru Vashtakam. The spiritual master delivers also, he delivers the mercy from the cloud, rain cloud of Krishna's mercy. So vinashaya chaduskritam, Krishna says, I destroy the demons. So in the Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami says, these things destroy devotional service. Atyahara prayasascha, eating too much, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are difficult to attain. So then janasanga, jana just means people, associating with people, but it means ordinary people. That's why Prabhupada, of course, very much liked the idea that we had our rural communities and we lived away from that, the ordinary mass of people. This is also considered one of the five primary practices of devotional service is to live in a holy place. So to live in a holy place means you live among devotees. So Prabhupada wanted to create that in the United States, of course. He started with New Vrindavan because he wanted to create that same kind of place where we live in a holy place together. So he liked that. Of course, he liked it because it's so important to devotional service. In so many places it said, you shouldn't even see. You shouldn't even see the face of a non-devotee. Nishkinchanasya bhagavad bhajanom mukasya param param jigamishor bhavasagarasya sandarshinam vishayinam atyoshitam cha ha hanta hanta visha bhakshinatopya sadhu. Lord Chaitanya recited this verse. He said, for one who is nishkinchana, we're all supposed to be nishkinchana. Nishkinchana means no material desires. In other words, our desire, of course we all know we have the residue of material desires. We've been habituated to material desires for so long. But what is our goal in life? What is our real desire? Our real desire is to be Krishna conscious, to attain Krishna prema. So that's nishkinchana. That's what we want. If we didn't want that, we wouldn't be devotees. So that's what we want. So what does it say about such a person? Sandarshinam vishayinam. It's ha hanta hanta. How horrible it is for such a person to see the face of vishayinam, which means the sense gratifiers, the sense enjoyers, the non-devotees. It's said there, visha bhakshinatopya sadhu. It's more asadhu, more inauspicious, or more bad for you. Sadhu means good, so asadhu means bad. It's worse for you than visha bhakshinato, than drinking poison. So that's how dangerous it is. There's another verse, I don't know if I remember it. Varam huta. You know that verse, Pushkar? Jwala. Anyway, it's the one it says, it's worse to associating with a non-devotee is worse than being locked in a cage with fire all around and being attacked by a tiger or something. Anyway, some horrible thing like that. Varam huta, jwala, something, I forget how it goes exactly. So, yeah, you kind of get it like I do, huh? So that's how bad it's said, how bad it is, association with non-devotees. Of course, I was looking at the translation to this verse, Nishkinchanasya. So, Sandarshanam Vishayanam, in the word-for-word translation in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, to look at the sense enjoyers with a desire to enjoy. That was put there in parentheses. Because how can you avoid seeing? Unless you live in a holy place and never see the non-devotees, which is difficult to do, so at least in our situation, we can see them, but we shouldn't be thinking that I want to be like them, or I want to enjoy the things that they're enjoying. We don't have that kind of vision. We don't see them in that way. So in one sense, we're not seeing them, or we're seeing them as The Vaishnava is supposed to see the super soul, the Paramatma there, recognize the Paramatma, and therefore recognize that Krishna is in the heart of everyone, and then offer them kind of a mental respect. They're all sons and daughters of Krishna, everyone else. So this idea of association is so important that Rupa Goswami, he basically mentions it again in the next verse. If this is the first, he mentions the things that are unfavorable for devotional service. Then in the next verse, he mentions the things that are favorable. Utsaha nishaya dharya tatta karma pravartana. Sangha tyaga chitovrite sabir bhaktir prasidyati. So these things, they uphold devotional service. They're favorable to Krishna consciousness. So there again it says, giving up the association of non-devotees. So it's mentioned in both lists. You shouldn't associate with non-devotees and give up the association of non-devotees. That's like that verse, always remember Krishna and never forget him. So that means the same thing. To always remember and never forget, it means the same thing. So here, the same thing again. Don't associate with them and give up their association. And satovritte. So satovritte, Prabhupada says, following in the footsteps of the devotees. Really, satovritte means occupation. Just like there's that example Prabhupada gave of the snake. Ajagrata vritti. So that word vritti is there. The occupation of the snake. It's also mentioned in this when we sing Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti, that Krishna's possesses each of his senses, possesses the occupation, vritti, of all of the other senses. So vritti means what? Occupation. So the occupation of the sadhu, that's what we're supposed to accept the occupation of the sadhu. So we have the positive side. On the negative side, give up. We always have do's and don'ts. This is yama niyam. We have restrictions, and then we have things that we're supposed to do. We have to stop doing certain things, and we have to accept certain things. This is also part of the first six things that are mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, most important of the 64 items of devotional service. One of them is that you may have to give things up that you don't want to give up, and you may have to accept things that you don't necessarily want to accept. So this is yama niyam. So you have to give up the association of non-devotees. Of course, that means a lot of things. Association, what does it mean? One way we can define association is in the six kinds of exchanges that are mentioned also in the Upadeshamrita just after this. The pritilakshanam. Giving gifts, accepting gifts, giving prasadam, accepting prasadam, or giving food, accepting food, and revealing one's mind, and listening to another person reveal their mind. So this is sangha. These are kinds of association. So we're supposed to do these things among devotees. Sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. By sadhu sangha, by association with devotees, you can get rid of that bad influence. This is what this is all about, this verse today. You have, by bad association, Prahlad Maharaj feels that he was infected in some ways. But by drishtva madanubhavam, by good association, by Krishna, seeing Krishna, that gets rid of that, the influence of that bad association. And of course, it does more than that. It gives us perfection. There's a verse by, this is spoken by Muchakunda. He says, when the wandering living entity gets liberation, when he's free from material influence, then he gets the association of devotees, and by that association, he's speaking to Krishna, he says, the Rati, bhakti, for you, becomes awakened within his heart by the association of devotees. So this verse is quite interesting because it says, when you're liberated, then you get the association of devotees. But the acharyas, Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it's mentioned in the purport to this verse, they say that this is actually a rhetorical device. where you switch things around, you mention the cause and the effect in the opposite to which they actually occur. Because the effect happens so quickly that you mention the effect first before you mention the cause. This is called atishayokti. That's what it's called in Sanskrit, the rhetorical device. Because, so what's flipped around here? It's not that you're liberated, then you get the association of devotees. You get the association of devotees, and that's where your liberation comes from. That's how you get your liberation. And not only do you get liberation from mukta sangha parambrajet, this material world is sometimes just called sangha, or our association with the material world, that's destroyed by the association of devotees. But we also get Krishna bhakti, vai jayate irti. We get the mercy of Krishna, we get the love of Krishna, Krishna prema, by that association. So that's what this verse is all about, these two things, the danger of materialistic association. And so many now, of course, we're immersed. We're not living in a holy dham, most of us. We have to interact with the outside world. So there's always danger of infection, all of the ways, just like all the forms of entertainment that are around us. These are all asat sangha. When we indulge in these things, we're associating with the non-devotees. So these things are very dangerous. So we're encouraged to, as much as possible, associate with devotees and hear and chant in their association. So the verse again, tatra danava daityanam sangate bhava asuraha drishtva madanubhavam vai sadya kunto vinankshuti. Because there you will see my supreme prowess, your materialistic ideas and anxieties that have arisen from your association with the demons and danavas will immediately be vanquished. Sadya. Sadya means immediately. Or quickly. Sadya varudyate tra. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it says, very quickly, by hearing the Bhagavatam, the love for Krishna will awaken within the heart. Any question? I'm looking at the lady's side first because I forget sometimes. Manavati?
That Krishna says, mad anubhavam drakshase. And then you see here in the Gita that Krishna says, you know, if you know the appearance and my disappearance, and if you know that, then you will cross over. I was thinking, how does it work besides what your whole class was about, association? What does it mean to know? To know just by knowing Krishna's appearance and disappearance, you can deliver, or here it's saying that by you seeing my nature, that, you know, you'll be delivered, you'll be protected. Or is there some other also meaning to that, or how does
it work? Prabhupada quotes this verse, Kibra Nyasi, Kibra Vipra Kibra Nyasi, Shudra Keni Na, Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hai. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who is a guru? So whether he's a sannyasi or a grihastha, it doesn't matter. Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hai. So Prabhupada says Krishna Tattva means to understand Krishna in truth. Of course, that's also in that verse. Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha. So one has to know the truth about me. So the way Prabhupada, he talked about this, he says it means that we know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't think that he's just some historical figure. We don't think that he is some kind of transformation of the Brahman, the impersonal Brahman, some manifestation of that. Or we don't think he's an ordinary man like a demoniac people do. We understand that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we accept that. So that's at least, now of course, what does it mean to understand it? Then we talk about different levels of understanding or realization. We understand it at first in a theoretical way. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, even Prabhupada says, just read this, just theoretically. If you want to study Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, just theoretically accept that Krishna is God. So if he's God, this is what he's saying. So we can approach it first of all that way. But then, of course, as we advance in Krishna consciousness, we should come eventually to the point of realization or very deep faith. What is that verse that says, as long as you have Vishvas, I'm forgetting the verse, that Krishna Kaile Sarvakarma Krita Hoy, that verse. How does it begin? Shraddha Shabde Vishvas Kahe Sudridan Nishjoy. Yeah. You have to have. So what is faith? This is the definition of faith. It means to have the firm conviction that through bhakti, through devotion to Krishna, everything else will be taken care of. I don't have to worry about jnana, I don't have to worry about karma, I don't have to worry about yoga, I don't have to worry about any other path to attain, to fulfill my desires or to perfection or success in life. I only need Krishna bhakti. So when that conviction, sudrida, when it's very firm, then you can say that that's really, you have Veti Tatvataha, Krishna Veti Tatvataha, you actually have understood Krishna. So this is some idea of what does it mean to know Krishna. It means that you have this, you really know him enough that you're firmly convinced. It's like Prabhupada says in his one Vyas Puja offering that's printed in the Vyas Puja book, the one to Bhaktisiddhanta. He says, our spiritual master convinced us so much about this philosophy of Krishna consciousness that no amount of arguments from the other side is going to deter us an inch from our conviction about this. So this is Shraddha, really firm faith in Krishna. So this certainly is required for our liberation. Madam Mohanpur?
When you were saying it, liberation and association, which comes first? So I was wondering if they could be almost synonymous, that association of devotees is liberation, and liberation means association of devotees. And then I was thinking that, was it Santan Goswami who asked, what is my duty in the liberated condition of life? So in one sense, it's also mentioned even a neophyte devotee is imperceivably liberated. So that means we're all liberated. So what's our duty in this liberated condition of life? So,
you know, I think it's a question of context as far as liberation, because often liberation in the generically, it's about, and there may be impersonal liberation. So from that platform of impersonal liberation, even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, from the Brahma Bhuta platform, which is the platform of liberation, then bhakti begins from that Brahma Bhuta platform. So there is sometimes a distinction made. But at the same time, we know that it says when you get your swarup, that's really what mukti is. Mukti is when you get your swarup, when you actually have understood your identity as eternal servant of Krishna. That's really what mukti is. So there are many different ways to define and use that word. Pushkar?
Shloka in the mention in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Aho Mahatma Baho Dosha Dushto Pyapkena Bhadyeshi Bhavoganena Satsangam Hapkena Sukavahena Kritajino Yena Kusho Mimoksha. That association, that Kali Yuga is so bad, but there's really one good thing, association with devotees, because it decreases our desire for liberation. Mm-hmm. Satsangam Hapkena Sukavahena Kritajino makes it small. So that's an interesting statement.
Like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he wanted to remove the verse mukti, the word mukti out of it, one of the Bhagavatam verses, because for devotee, the idea of mukti is...
You have association, you don't want that type of liberation.
Yeah. Tom Harper?
At the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes 325.25, right, which is a very important instruction from Kapila Dev, and I think you spoke about that a couple months ago in a class quite a bit. You talked about that verse, and so I went and looked it up after that, and it's just a wonderful verse. In fact, recently I got Bhanu Swami's translations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary in the third and fourth canto, and he has a very nice commentary on that verse talking about association. And he explains that, you know, of course, as we know, there's even within devotee association, there's different qualities of devotee association. Of course, that's sort of a different topic. But because that verse was mentioned, it was an interesting idea, because Vishwanath says that with inferior devotee association, we can only attain to the stage of bhajana kriya. In other words, we may become attracted to chanting and, you know, performing those type of activities just through the general association with devotees, but he said it's only through superior devotee association that one, it goes through the process to the stage of artha vritti, that one actually starts to become purified and then goes on to the higher stages. So it's another reason why it's so important that we seek out, of course we have the association through the Prabhupada, the, you know, the highest association that's there with his books, but we should always seek out very, very good association that actually helps us to give up these material desires and to advance further in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, it's interesting in the Upadeshamrita how these verses that I was talking about, they have to do with association. Give up association, a bad association, accept good association, how devotees associate with one another. And then the coming right after that is about different classes of devotees and how one should associate with the different classes of devotees. So there's that theme that runs through these beginning verses of the Upadeshamrita. Okay, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.